Actor Jamie Lawson graduated from the famed Juilliard School a little over a year ago, and already she's accumulated some impressive credits. Lawson appeared in an acclaimed revival of For Colored Girls by Intozake Shange as the Lady in Red at the New York Public Theater. Here's a little of that performance.
Without any assistance or guidance from you, I have loved you assiduously for 8 months, 2 weeks, and a day. I've been stood up 4 times. I've left 7 packages on your doorstep, 40 poems, 2 plants, and 3 handmade note cards. I left town so I could send to. You have been no help to me on my job.
Jamie Lawson also stars in the new film Farewell Amour. She plays Sylvia, a young woman from Angola who comes to New York with her mother to be reunited with her father. The family has been separated for 17 years by the Angolan War. Farewell Amour opens in theaters and on demand this Friday, and Jamie Lawson joins me now. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, Jamie, thank you for joining us. Farewell Amour is this beautiful story about an immigrant family coming together after being apart, and you play a woman, as I mentioned, who's reuniting with a father she didn't grow up with. What drew you to this character?
Precisely that. This idea of this father who hasn't abandoned you, right, because he's gone on to provide a better life and make way for you and your mother, and yet it feels like you've been abandoned by this man. Mm-hmm. You know, there's elements of that that I relate to in my own personal life, and I was just so captivated by that, by the complexity of those emotions and the nuance of that situation and all those years imagining what it would be like to be reunited with this man and how that has evolved over time. And then when you finally meet him, what does it live up to that fantasy, or does it disappoint? All of that.
What parts of yourself did you bring to the character?
There's a lot, right? Sylvia in and of herself is an artist, right? She's a young 17-year-old girl who loves to dance and is fighting to do so, right? Fighting to be heard through her art. Those are the moments that we really get to see her come alive, is when she's dancing, right? Most of the film she's observing, she's taking in her new environment, her new surroundings. And so when she gets to speak through her body, it's captivating. That's another element that drew me to her and that I could resonate with, right? I can't always articulate myself best if it's not through performance, if it's not through art, whether that's movement or language or whatever have you. Art gives me an excuse to be myself freely under the pretense of somebody else, you know? So that was easily accessible when playing Sylvia.
And it's a big part of the movie. Sylvia's mother doesn't really approve of her dancing, but dance proves to be a connection between Sylvia and her father. He's played by Ntari Guma Mbaho Imwene. And here's a scene of them together.
You know, I used to be quite the dancer as well when I was younger. It's true. Okay, maybe not that style of dance, but your mother would make matching outfits for the both of us, and we'd go to the secret parties and dance all night long.
And that's right. Sylvia's dad, Walter, talking about going to dance with Sylvia's mother. And dancing is part of their identities. But as Walter says, and what you mention, is that dance offers a true sense of freedom and expression. Do you agree with this idea that, especially for Black people, dancing is one of the truest senses of freedom?
100%. I think you look at the history of dance and just our bodies in general, I think it is pure liberation. And I think what's so beautiful about this film is the whole time, or throughout Sylvia's entire life, she believes that it is something uniquely singular to her, that she will never be understood. And there's a scene in the film where her father basically gives her permission to be free and to use her body and to explore her dance and her art form. And she learns that that is something that she inherited from her father and her mother. And that's something else, right? That's a newfound sense of belonging.
Yeah, it's the breaking of a wall for them. And you feel it in watching the movie. Farewell Amour was written and directed by Ekwa Imsangi, and she based it on a story in her own family. Did that give you a sense of responsibility telling a story that was so close to her?
Yeah, I mean, I felt a responsibility in general to tell these character stories. I mean, given the climate that we're in and the way in which the immigrant experience has been talked about, the rhetoric that's been used, it was important to give back the humanity to immigrants. And then especially on top of that, it being something that is very close to Ekwa, you don't want to mess around with that, right? You want to honor these stories and this experience as unique as it is.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you briefly about your role in For Colored Girls. When it was first performed in 1976, wow, that's like 44 years ago, right?
yeah.
But many audiences at the time in the 70s were seeing and hearing Black women's struggles against sexism and racism for the first time. For you, what was it like to embody your role? And how resonant do you think that message is in that story today?
Well, it's crazy, right? Because that's one of the first plays I ever read. I was 13, right? So I didn't fully understand. But even at 13, right, Intozaki was starting to give me voice to my experience as a young girl. So to get that opportunity to do that at first thing out of school, it was scary because we're all sitting around the table and it's scary that it all still resonates, right? You want it to be something that is dated. You want it to feel like something that came out of the 70s, and it just doesn't. And then the charge of how important it is to do it justice, right? We had one opportunity where one night it was specifically closed off and only for Black and brown women to be in the audience. The audience was full of faces that looked like me, that looked like my mom, that looked like my sisters. It was, talk about vulnerability, right? We think we know what it means to be vulnerable as actors. And that was the first time that I fully understood that, because here I am bearing my all and feeling understood across the aisle and feeling seen across the aisle and knowing that I don't have to, quote unquote, perform anything, that Lady in Red can just live because she's being understood for the first time. Yeah, that night was, whoo, that I get a little emotional.
I bet the call and response was amazing.
Absolutely.
You all were probably having church that night, for sure.
Truly. I mean, it is like having church. It is a whole different kind of baptism that's happening on that stage.
Hmm. What amazing experiences you've had so early in your career. And we have to ask you about this future project that you're taking on. You have a role in The Batman with Robert Pattinson playing the Caped Crusader. What can you tell us about that movie?
I can't tell you much.
Except for we can expect to see you, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I play a mayoral candidate, Bella Royale. And yeah, I'm just really excited. I mean, it's been such a pleasure. You talk about how lucky I've been, like truly everything that I've gotten to work on so far since graduating has just been an amazing experience. It's been such a blessing to go into environments in which I feel safe and comfortable, even though I'm so new. And yeah, and watch everybody work. It's been great.
Jamie Lawson stars in the new film Farewell Amour. It opens in theaters and on demand on Friday. Jamie Lawson, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.